Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is your shepherd, and he is good. He is good, so everything that he does is good. Whether you see it or not, he is always good. He is good because he lays down his life for the sheep. Twice Jesus says it, so we should really pay attention. The Lord is good because he dies for you. The gifts of food and money, family and friends are all secondary. Even his word and his sacraments are nothing apart from this death and resurrection. There is no greater love. There is no greater hope. There is no greater goodness from God except in his death. The Lord is good because he has secured for you eternal dwellings, so you may dwell in his house forever. Someone had to die to pay for your sins. Someone had to be slaughtered on the altar of the cross to atone for your wandering ways. It should have been you. You were the culprit. You were the ones who committed the sins. It wasn't him, but it was you. He is good. You were not. And yet, because he is good, he laid down his life for you. He willingly took your place under the law. The curse was emptied out on him. Yet he does not retaliate. He does not fight back. He gives his life willingly for you so heaven might be yours. He suffered as a lamb. A lamb, the Lamb of God, so that he might take away your sins and that his victory might be for you. So if he is willing to endure all of that, would he really leave you alone in this valley of the shadow of death? Never. He will never abandon you in your hour of need, not even for a brief moment, for he is still good even this day. He is your divine shepherd. Everything that he does is good. He's not here for himself. He's not trying to get something out of you, whether it be your money or your worship or even your praise. He is here for you to safely guide you into the eternal dwellings of heaven. And so nothing enters your life apart from his knowledge. Nothing at all. He sees it all. He never takes a break, never has a vacation, never needs a second to regroup, never sleeps, never slumbers. Never needs a second to recharge. Never does he get distracted. His watchful gaze will never depart from you, for he is your good shepherd. He sees every devil approach. They may sneak up on you, but not on him. He sees them all. Not one approaches apart from his gaze. He knows their plans, their goals, their intent, for they too are his creatures, and he knows their thoughts. He sees every disease, ailment, bacteria, germ, and virus that infiltrates your body. Not one will fly underneath his radar. Not one will surprise or sneak up on him. They can't catch him off guard. Always watchful, always vigilant. He sees every person who enters your life, both the good and the bad. He sees them all. They may surprise you with their goals and intents, but not him. He knows their hearts even as he knows your heart. Always watchful, always vigilant, always protecting and loving, for he is your good shepherd. And so only he knows how many devils, diseases, and harmful things he has kept away from you. If Satan had his way, you would have nothing good in this life, not even one piece of bread. Constant worry, strife, threats, and troubles, constant pains and perils if Satan had his way. No peace, no rest. Your bodies would be riddled with disease, so much so that it would make Job look like the perfect example of health. But the Lord is good. He has kept many of these bad situations away from you. He has spared you from so many diseases and pains and sorrows and wicked people's intents. Unknown to you, ignorant sheep, known only to him, your good shepherd. No, he says, you will not harm him. You cannot make his life miserably hard. For he is my sheep. The Lord is your good shepherd, so nothing enters your life apart from his knowledge. So that means if it is in your life, he knows it, he has allowed it, and perhaps even has sent it. He knows how strong your shoulders are and how much you can carry in this life. He knows the very number of hairs on your head, your likes and dislikes, your strengths and weaknesses. He knows it all. He knows your goals and wants and desires for yourself and for your kids. He knows your heart. And he takes all of that knowledge and lovingly tailors each cross for your shoulders and yours alone. If it is in your life, you can carry it. Even if you think it is going to crush you and overwhelm you, you can carry it. For the Lord will never give you anything more than you can bear. What he allows is always for your good. What he sends is always good, even if you cannot see it in the immediate life. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as you say in Psalm 23. You walk through that valley not because you got lost, but because he has led you into it. You are following him. He is not following you. So you are there because you are following him. It looks scary as you look at everything around you. And who of us hasn't felt helpless and just wanted to lie down and give up as we stare at the road ahead? You're even tempted to turn back to the good old days, which frankly were not all that good anyways. Less temptations, less problems, so you think. But why would we want to sit down in the middle of a valley of death? What happens when a soldier lies down in enemy territory and gives up? And so the shepherd is good. He sends his sheepdogs to corral the sheep and get them moving in the right direction. So your good shepherd sends mercy and goodness to follow you all the days of your life. The problem is, mercy and goodness very often take the form of hardships and suffering in our life, to get us moving in the right direction, to get us moving toward heaven. Sheep can't see the big picture. They only see dogs barking at them. But the shepherd can. The shepherd knows where the safe paths are, where the green pastures lie, and he leads them in that direction. Your good shepherd knows what is best for you, even if you think he is being harsh or unfair with you. He is gently guiding you toward the safe pastures, the green pastures. He is gently leading you toward his heaven. He won't let you sit down and give up, but he sends mercy and goodness to keep you moving. He won't let you turn around or simply live in the past. He keeps pressing you forward, chasing you, pursuing you with mercy and goodness, so that you too may someday pass through the gate to eternal life. He knows what he is doing. So do not get bogged down in your burdens or sorrows. Trust in his goodness. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Believe that he is good and that all he does is good. Trust that somehow, some way, this disease, this problem, this ailment, this burden, somehow it must be for your good. Unless you think, of course, he is not good, or that he just simply enjoys watching you suffer. The Lord is and will forever remain your good shepherd. For if he were only in it for himself, then he would flee at the first sign of danger. And then why would he have suffered the fires of hell for you, only to let you die in the wilderness? Why would he have risked his life, given his life on that cross, if he was just going to let you wander here and there all around in this valley? Do not doubt his goodness. Do not doubt your shepherd. He knows what is best for you, and he is constantly leading you toward it, toward the eternal gates of heaven. He does let you stop. He does let you take a break and rest. Yes, in the middle of this gloomy valley with devils pressing you in on every side, he asks you to stop. For the Lord has prepared a wonderful banquet for you. Right there, in the middle of this murky valley, as diseases and frailty and helplessness inch closer and closer by the moment, the Lord has prepared a splendid banquet of eternal joys. His body is your meat. His blood is your drink. Take and eat and be filled. Take and drink and be satisfied. No need to rush. No need to get in and out and then back on to this life in this earthly valley. Rest here in the pastures of God's word. Rest here as he feeds you a splendid banquet so that you can make it through whatever you face and toward the eternal gates of life. No need to worry what's coming behind you. Mercy and goodness follow you, leading you toward heaven. So delight and celebrate. Do not get bogged down with the things of this world, but keep your mind set on things above, where your home is. For you lack nothing. Your God, your shepherd, is constantly leading you and guiding you. Around you, you see enemies surrounding you in this valley of death. Behind you, mercy and goodness drive you forward, moving you in the right direction. And yet in front of you is still your good shepherd. Ever watchful, ever vigilant, never will he leave you or forsake you. For he is the one who laid down his life for you, so that you may pass through this valley of the shadow of death and dwell in his house. Not here in this earthy valley, but so that you may dwell in his house forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.